While the present century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, there drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall a large family coach with two fat horses in blazing harness, driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig, at the rate of 4 miles an hour. A servant, who reposed on the box beside the fat coachman, uncurled his bandy legs as soon as the equipage drew up opposite Miss Pinkerton's shining brass plate, and as he pulled the bell, at least a score of young heads were seen peering out of the narrow windows of the stately old brick house. Nay, the acute observer might have recognised the little red nose of good-natured Miss Jemima Pinkerton herself, rising over some geranium pots in the window of that lady's own drawing-room. "It is Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima. "The servant has just rung the bell, and the coachman has a new red waistcoat." "Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?" asked Miss Pinkerton herself, that majestic lady, the friend of Dr. Johnson, the correspondent of Mrs. Chapone herself. "The girls were up at 4 this morning packing her trunk, sister," replied Miss Jemima. "We have made her a beau-pot." "Say a bouquet, Sister Jemima, 'tis more genteel." "Well, a bouquet as big almost as a haystack. I have put up 2 bottles of the gillyflower water for Mrs. Sedley, and the receipt for making it, in Amelia's box."